This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Dalid Mishnah Chof Avos. Part of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Masya Ben Chorosh Oimer, Rabbi Matim Bishlem Kol Adam. You should preempt, be Maktim. You should be the first one to start Bishlem Kol Adam and give Shalom to every person, Kol Adam. And the heavy son of land, Rayos, you should be the tail of the lions, Rati Rosh Lashualim. Don't be the head of the Shualim, the foxes. The lion is the king. It's better to be the tail of the king than the head of the Shualim, whether you who are much smaller, not as great. We'll see what this means in a second. But the first thing he starts off with, that a person should be Matim B'shloim Kol Adam. So the Rav tells us on this, even a guy, the shuk, a person should be mishtadel to be bechul, will be loved by the Briyos. How you misyachas to them, you show them yachas, you show them that there is somebody, you show them respect, you show them, you give them attention. Anybody in the Briyos, and that is by first being the first, you should initiate the union of giving, greeting them, saying shalom to them. And even if they're much lower than you. And so we know the famous Gemara of Yochanan ben Zakkai. It says, Shlodim Adam Shalom Me'oila. No one ever preceded him. And no one ever said shalom to him before he said shalom to the first person first. That was the godless, even though it was Adam Godlo Shalom Me'oi. But he understood that there's a very, very essential part of bringing Kavod Shamayim to the world, of by honoring the Briyas of Hashem and any Briya, even even Nochish of Ashok, to go ahead and greet them first with a smile, of course. So we know how much a smile does somebody else. And then he says, Mutar Shia, Zon of Larayas, something that's greater, you're better to be Mishamish, better to be hang around and attach yourself to people that are greater than you. When someone's greater than you, you'll have an aspiration to be, you'll aspire to be great. But if you're greater than the person you hang around with, so you say, oh, I'm great, I'm much better than anyone, I don't have to improve. If you're in this world, we're here to improve, to get better. The way to do that is to hang around people who are greater than you. Therefore, you'll want to be like them and you'll become even greater. But if you're a Rosh Lashualim, then you don't have any aspiration, you don't have a drive, there's no motivation. What's the motivation? I'm great already. So this is a very, very important concept of the growth, especially when you're going through a yeshiva. A person has to know that he has to be a Rosh, a Zon of Larayas. However, my Rebbe, who's Yortzen is today, Rav Shaim Zatzal, used to say over that today in our generation, we have the low self-esteem complex. And he says sometimes for younger kids, again, everything has to be measured. It's not a psak. And it's not a. He said that sometimes with younger children, that they're having to build their confidence in themselves. It's a boy that has confidence already, that we're not talking, but a boy that's lacking some confidence. And he's lacking the feeling that he's good about himself. Sometimes you have to look to give him that confidence by being the head of the class, the leader. So Mela, there will be maybe exceptions. And there will be times where you have to put him in a place where he's better because it helps to give him that confidence. But avad, the Mishnah is talking in a normal situation, a person has some confidence. He has some self-esteem. He knows his worth. And when he knows his worth, then he has to realize it's better to be a son of Larayas. Let me have that motivation. I want to strive for greatness. But to strive for greatness. And don't be a Rosh Lashualim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.